Okay, so first interview of the day. I'm here with Mrs. Dewicky. How are you doing?
Hi, I'm fine, thank you.
Have I said your name right?
You have.
Thank you. It took a few attempts. It's the first time I've heard that name, and that's because it's unique to you, isn't it?
Yes, it's a made-up name.
Where did it come from?
Well, it started in about 1986, when I first met my husband that I'm married to now. It was just that he was doing jobs. We lived together and he'd doing jobs and he'd say, pass me the Dewicky. So I just knew whether it was a hammer, a screwdriver.
That was his name for everything.
That was his name for everything, yeah. And I think it was my sole partner then, to be perfectly honest with you, because I just seemed to know what he was thinking and one another. So we always seemed to pass him the right tool for the job. So anyway, long story short, that was a name that just stuck in our minds. Anyway, we split up after a while because we weren't married then, we were just living together.
Mm.
I remarried a couple of years later, and we got divorced. My second husband and I got divorced, and I met up again, my husband now. And it was just a special name that it never went away, really. You know, between either of us, I was using it in my life, and he was using it in his life. So we decided, well, we're going to do something about this. So as a joke, he'd say, "Good night, Mrs. Dewicky." I used to say, "Good night, Mr. Dewicky."
Aww.
And that was the way it was. And the next thing is, I started by getting him cups made and mugs made. And then we had a bar built in the house, and we decided to call it the Dewickys.
Mm-hmm.
And then the youngest girl is Zoe Dewicky.
Oh, so you've called your children Dewicky?
The whole family have literally...
Wow.
That's as I say, we haven't changed our name by depot or anything like that. It's just like a family name. My son's called J.R. Dewicky. His name's Jason.
Mm-hmm.
And his middle name is the R. So... You know, it's just something that we took up. And the next thing is our emails come in. We started on computers, so email addresses come in. And then I decided for his birthday, what can I get him? Because he's not a man who wears a lot of jewellery or aftershave or anything like that. And I just decided to see what I could do for him. And we just come across, I could apply the license for it. So I have the name. License.
You've patented it, haven't you?
It's a special license. It's a license that nobody else can use it.
Wow. And he's got a t-shirt, Mr. Dewicky.
I bought him that for his one birthday when we were away. And he calls that his getting drunk t-shirt, because every time he goes away and he wears that, he gets drunk.
Brilliant.
Or if we're on holiday, he gets drunk. So he calls that his getting drunk t-shirt. But no, it's a name that's, you know, it's very close to our heart.
Stuck.
Close to our heart. So
this is what you get from us, and I'm turning it away.
It seems the interview's ending.
Oh, sorry.
We'll let John off. Go away.
John has ceased the interview. Thank you very much for telling us your story.
Well,
it'll be on Speak Your Mind soon.
Oh, my God. Speak my mind.
Thanks
know what
for
I'd
sharing.
Like to say.
Cheers.